guess you wonder where I've been. I searched to find the love within.
Hey, back here on Downtown. Time to talk Black Bear football, as we do every Monday at this time. Brought to you by ClearPoint Capital. Call Mike Toole at 307-7718. And by Creative Print Services on the Dowd Road in Bangor. We welcome in the head coach of the Black Bears, Jordan Stevens. Jordan, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Rich.
Well, congratulations on a terrific victory on Saturday. And, boy, it was the best kind of victory, a team victory, excellent in all phases of the game.
Yeah, it certainly was. I mean, just a great job by our offense, starting fast and really keeping that focus and momentum throughout the, you know, really the entire game. And then special teams played a role, and defensively just got three takeaways and responded really well off our one turnover in the third quarter. I thought that was a great job by our defense responding there. And really happy for the players and coaches, and good to get a win and get going in that direction.
Absolutely. Well, whatever you and the staff drew up, it seemed to work to perfection. They've been struggling to score some points in the first quarter. 28 points will get that done in a hurry.
Yes, I mean, it was a position, I mean, this team hasn't been in before, playing with a lead like that. And, it kind of just goes back to all things we're talking about, just, you know, not worrying about the scoreboard, just playing and focusing on our execution. And, you know, we were much better on first, second down on offense, and that was what allowed us to just open up the playbook a little more and really do, feature some of our guys some more.
Boy, and the job that Derek Robertson did, and we've talked about him before. He's a great young man. He's a terrific leader, well-respected by his teammates, and he knew what he had to do. But, boy, he was so efficient. He got rid of the ball quickly, and you guys did a great job, I thought, of spreading out their defense, and that paid huge dividends.
Yeah, it really did. Work their edges and vertically down the field. So, you saw Joey Gillette, the things that he can do, his speed, Montego Moss, got going, Jamie Lampson, and then, you know, even Cooper Heisey, our tight end. And then Tristan Keenan got involved in the pass game, too. So that will be something each week that we're, you know, finding a way to be productive on offense.
Coach Cooper pulled some things out of the bag, too. The flea flicker, the reverse, and everything you tried was successful.
Yeah, it certainly was. Really good stuff, on the fake reverse flea flicker. Just really good to see the execution come through.
Absolutely. Well, and you mentioned special teams, defense, everybody with a terrific performance. Derek honored by the conference as CAA Offensive Player of the Week, honorable mention for National Player of the Week. So you get that first one in the column, that's got to feel good. And we've talked with you about this before. Those first four games, we knew they were going to be awfully tough. There are no easy games in the conference. But it feels a lot better when you've got a win under your belt, I have to think.
Yeah, it's certainly easier to make corrections coming off a win. And, there's certainly some things we need to improve and get better at, and we will week by week because everyone's trying to do that right now. So really happy for Derek. I know he's been, pressing and moving hard, and I'm happy for him.
Well, let's talk about the game this week. Boy, the conference is wide open, I think. William and Mary beaten by Elon, New Hampshire losing at home to Towson, and then Albany with a victory over Villanova. And Richmond, the team you play this week, beaten at home by Hampton. The Spiders 2-3 on the season. What do you know about Richmond? What do you have to do well to give them another loss this week?
Yeah, they played a tight game versus Stony Brook. And then they did lose the game this past weekend at Hampton at home. And this is a team that, they've had some, their quarterback position has been banged up. I know they'll have some answers, and they'll be a team that's prepared. Defensively, they're really sound and solid. And, they're going to make you earn every inch, the little nuances that they do. So they have a great venue there. And we're looking forward to getting down there.
Going to be a lot of fun this week. Hope practice goes well, and we'll see you on the plane on Friday.
Absolutely. Thanks, Rich. See you at the end of the week.
You got it. That's Jordan Stevens, the head coach of Black Bear football, with us here on Downtown.